There's been another violation of confidentiality in the Kobe Bryant case. Yesterday, a court clerk mistakenly posted a sealed order from the judge on the Colorado judiciary's website. The order included the accuser's name and details of some previously undisclosed evidence. It's the third time that sensitive material contained in court documents in the Bryant case has been released. The most recent was in June, when transcripts of a closed-door hearing were mistakenly sent to seven media outlets who were then barred from publishing them. Those media outlets fought back, taking their case to the Colorado Supreme Court, then to the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. The Denver Post is one of those outlets. Joining us now to discuss this latest disclosure in the case and what it means for the issue of prior restraint is Steve Lipscher, the paper's Mountain Bureau reporter. He's with us from his office in Summit County, Colorado. Good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thanks very much, Neil.
So what led to this latest disclosure of the accuser's name? Just a mistake?
Just a mistake. A court official posted the document to the court website, which was set up just so that people in the media wouldn't be constantly pestering all of the court administrators for documents. And this one, for some reason, slipped through. It was clearly labeled as being under seal and therefore not available to the public.
Yet when the Denver Post got its copy or got it off the website, you decided to publish the document. Was there a debate over that?
Well, we actually didn't publish the document. We did write a story about the inadvertent release of the woman's name once again in a court document.
But I see. Thank you for correcting me there.
So we did not actually publish the document. And the discussion really centered on whether or not this was something that we would have published as a regular news story. And because of the leak, that's the angle that we took, was yet another breach of privacy, of you know, court security in this release.
In the earlier and bigger release of confidential materials, the judge in the case ordered these media outlets, including the Denver Post, not to publish them. This involves a principle called prior restraint. The Post and the other media outlets have taken the case to court, saying, well, this goes back, I guess, to the Pentagon Papers case.
Sure. The Pentagon Papers actually occurred in 1971, and our case is, I think, pretty similar. What happened was the court clerk inadvertently mailed some transcripts from a closed hearing to the seven media outlets, including the Post. And before we were able to publish it either online or in our paper the next day, the judge issued a hasty order, prohibiting us from publishing it. And that falls under the definition of a prior restraint. The U.S. Supreme Court consistently has found that judges cannot tell newspapers or any other press what they can and cannot publish. Now, they can punish them afterwards if there's a violation of law that's been discovered, you know, if there's a contempt of court, or if we had stolen these documents. Those all could have been grounds for punishment. But judges, generally speaking, cannot punish us in advance or prohibit us in advance from writing something, and that's the definition of prior restraint.
Now, the Colorado Supreme Court upheld the judge in this case 4-3. The case then went up to the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Breyer, who said, well, as I basically understand it, he said, look, try to figure this out before Monday, and I'll give you till then. But the suggestion was he would rule against the judge in Colorado and allow publication if some sort of agreement wasn't worked out by Monday.
Well, that's certainly our hope in the media. We think that this is much bigger than just a single incident in a single criminal case. This has to do with really the foundations of the First Amendment. And when Justice Breyer issued his ruling, it essentially relegated us to waiting for the trial court to release the transcripts. Right now, Judge Ruckriegel, the judge in the Kobe Bryant case, is trying to release portions of the transcript. But that won't satisfy our problem, which is this whole issue of prior restraint. It's not just that we want to write the story about what occurred in these closed-door hearings. It's that we really do feel strongly that the principle of prior restraint is one that we need to address here. And we should not be allowing judges to, just for whatever reason, put restrictions on the media.
Steve Lipshur, we'll follow this case as it continues. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Neil.
Steve Lipshur, Mountain Bureau reporter for the Denver Post, with us from his office in Summit County, Colorado. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.